Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. This is Dan Adut.
And this is Andrew Steven, the producer of Green Eggs and Dan. So we were just recording an episode of your show, and you mentioned that hiking changed your life.
Hiking changed my life, yes.
And so I was like, okay, well, we have to talk to you for this.
Well, I found a tree on a trail that had a carving that looked like Jesus's face, and it changed everything. I will say hiking has become my new religion in that I do it daily. So here's the thing, the bummer thing about being a hiker is that anytime you tell someone that, I like hiking, they're like, shut up, loser. Like, you're just like, you go hiking once a month. But I literally, so once the pandemic hit and I stopped going to the gym, I've always loved hiking, but I have a mile out of my house, I can get to a trailhead. And it's not like a crazy big mountain, but it's like, you know, it's a nice steep hill. And round trip from my door to the top of the trail and back is 4.7 miles.
There you go.
I've gotten in such insane shape just from hiking that I can't imagine, like, I want to move, but I'm like, being in close proximity to a hill that I can just like walk out of my house to is like actually becoming an important thing now.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, it just is a great sort of all-encompassing, helps you be healthy in every sense of the word.
I remember when we started working together, you were very heavy set, and then you started hiking. I remember you were like, yeah, I'm just starting to hike. And every time I'd see you, you just like shrink more and more and more and more. And I'm not even saying get into hiking to lose weight. Like, it's like a really fun little side thing, because I do think the other benefits outweigh it. But it was just like, it was so cool to see. Like, it's so easy to become obsessed with it. And it's like, what a wonderful obsession.
That's great.
And Andrew, the roles are a little reversed here. You have a new podcast coming out about hiking.
Yeah, it's a podcast called Trail Weight, and it's basically a year of recordings edited down to my journey of losing weight, getting ready, and getting out and doing a month-long backpacking trip through the Sierra Nevadas. And we talk with a bunch of people like Dan and athletes and experts and authors and Olympians, and it's really interesting. And actually, we're going to play a little clip of it right now, but if you like what you hear, be sure to check out Trail Weight wherever you listen to podcasts.
I will say I'm actually a little triggered because you said Dan and also athletes. Like, come on, man. I thought I'm one of the athletes here.
This is a podcast about a year of my life, starting in the end of 2018, when I tricked myself into losing weight by telling everyone I was going to backpack over 200 miles through the Sierra Nevada mountains in the heart of California. I'd never been backpacking in my life, though I'd been camping for most of it. And also, for most of my life, I struggled with my relationship between diet and exercise. I weighed almost 400 pounds and needed a change. Yes, in this podcast, there will be tales of breathless heights and pine-soaked air, granite monoliths and flowing rivers. But that's only part of the story. And before we get there, allow me this digression. Human life is a lot like a movie. I know what you're thinking. No, it's not. Movies are nothing like real life. They're condensed and constructed, heightened, unrealistic, and packaged into a convenient little story. Life is definitely not convenient. But when you start to look closer, most of our lives follow the same sort of three-act structures as movies and stories. First, we're born, immediately arriving in an unfamiliar situation, where our only purpose seems to be exploring our surroundings and figuring out where we sit in the world. Next, we struggle and endeavor and drudge our way through. We grow and we change and we learn. And we grow tired. toward the end, we slow down. We reflect. We didn't know what we were doing, but we went ahead anyway. And yet here we are, looking back, realizing perhaps it wasn't about what we did, but that we did. Life, like a movie, is all about change and growth. That's why we care and invest in these character stories, because it mirrors the transformations we have in our lives. We feel what Luke Skywalker feels when Darth Vader tells him, "I am your father," because we've all experienced our own less intergalactic family issues. Change is unavoidable and uncontrollable, but it is necessary for growth. A story is only possible, and life is only meaningful, because of change and growth. This story I'm about to tell you isn't any different. This story is true and about something that happened that changed my life forever. It's a story about a long walk, a difficult journey, and transformation. This is Trailweight, a podcast about hiking outdoors and the lessons learned along the way. I should probably start by telling you a little bit about who I am. My name is Andrew Steven, and I like to say I make good things with good people. Usually, it's in the form of some sort of show or podcast or live event. Sometimes it's in front of quote-unquote camera, and sometimes I work behind the scenes. Chances are this is our first time meeting, but there's a small chance you may have heard me on another podcast. That's sort of my job. When I'm not working on one of these shows, I can often be found hiking or camping, though not as often as I'd like. So making a show about a hike seemed inevitable. Take what you will from that introduction, but I'm hoping these descriptions will help you know a little bit about who I am and help you see where I was at the beginning of this story. I decided to call my friend Jamie Flam to see how he might describe me to a stranger or introduce me to someone for the first time. He runs a theater called Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth, and we're friends, and we've worked together. So our relationship has an interesting dynamic, and he might see me differently than other people.
How you might describe me to a stranger? How would you introduce me to someone who's maybe meeting me for the first time, to put you on the spot?
Okay, I would say that I'm struck by your vision and perception of the world around you, and you're able to see things through a lens of storytelling. And so you always have this creative enthusiasm, and everything that is occurring around you has this opportunity to be weaved into a story that you can tell others. Boom, take it.
Jamie's just the best. I mean, he's an amazing creative artist in his own right. But there was one more question I wanted to know about how people saw me.
Would you describe me as like an athlete or a sports type person?
I would say whatever the opposite is of that.
That's another thing you should probably know about me. I've been big most of my life. I remember being called fat for the first time in junior high. I stopped taking my shirt off to go swimming. Growing up in Southern California, I was invited to many beach parties, so I looked for any excuse not to go or arrive later once the swimming had stopped and the bonfire and s'mores started. My mom taught Weight Watchers and my dad played football in the Cotton Bowl. My brothers followed in form and sports were an essential part of their lives. I just wanted to draw and make things out of Lego and eat. And my family didn't know what to do with that. I grew to a height of 6 foot something pretty early, and for most of my teens, I felt big. But I don't remember how much of that was about my height or my weight. My parents were concerned throughout junior high and high school, and I'd tried different diet plans and organized sports to little effect. Eventually, it transitioned from my parents' concern to my own, and I tried and failed a dozen other things. For high school me, it was mostly an aesthetic motivation. I was a young adult who was experiencing shame for the first time and thought looking a certain way could fix that. Fast forward to 2018. I just turned 32 and reached the highest weight my scale had ever seen, just a few pounds shy of 400. I broke down today, and after dinner, I went and drove through McDonald's. My health was in decline, and I needed to make a significant change. I didn't just need a new diet. I needed help. So I told someone.
Oh, you're recording?
Yeah. Who are you? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Rocky Strobel.
And who are you to me?
I am your girlfriend.
Rocky and I had been together for 5 years at this point, and we met in the forest. No, really, it's true, and we'll get more into that story later. Still, we were living in Los Angeles, both pursuing careers in the entertainment industry, each with our own specific goals, but similar enough that we could relate to each other's struggles and triumphs.
I should say it's the morning, so if we sound tired, that's why.
Right.
So, you don't know why I'm recording.
I have no idea, and I'm nervous.
I mean, I told you about this podcast idea, but I didn't tell you the details.
No.
So...
Is this a breakup?
No.
Oh my god, what is this?
So, 1 year from now... What?
1 year from now, what?
I'm going to hike the John Muir Trail.
What?
And I'm going to spend the whole year getting in shape and getting ready for it.
Am I going to go with you?
Do you want to come?
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so I'm going to chronicle the whole...
The whole journey?
Journey of getting in shape, talking with experts to teach me how to do it, and then actually recording the...